Let's return our attention to exactly what we were discussing with Claudine a little bit earlier on. Mayor Linda Q of EWN has done some really great coverage with nurses and various healthcare workers who happen to be on the real front lines of the COVID-19 firing line itself. On a day-to-day basis, you would have heard the clips during the news a little bit earlier on, hearing nurses talking about just bodies after bodies, feeling as though they're working in a mortuary as opposed to saving lives. Mia, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure this was a difficult assignment for you. Please, won't you just give us some perspective on what these healthcare workers are facing?
Thank you so much, Rufilwe. Yes, it was really a difficult, story to cover, but I think it's one that is very important because we often speak about the numbers and we speak about the burden on our healthcare workers, but what does it look like? What does the picture look like in our wards? And you might have heard it in our eyewitness news bulletins this morning, but you know, the nurses that I spoke to, three nurses, two doctors, and they're all over the country. You know, they all shared the same story, Jafilwe. That they basically have to, so to say, play God, that there are not enough oxygen points. And so many times they have to juggle, which patient can get oxygen for this moment, which patient is so critical that he or she needs it now. And then they have to wheel the person out and bring in another person. And it's a constant juggle on those 12-hour shifts. And the things that they have to see and witness, one nurse that I spoke to said, you can see the fear in a dying patient's eyes. One doctor that I spoke to, Dr. Caroline V, she's an anesthetist, she said, and that really struck me when she said, because she has to intubate them, she says that you almost feel like you want to breathe for your patients, but you can't, yes. And you just have to watch them die in front of you. And that really hit me hard because they're doctors, they're nurses, they want to serve, they want to help you, but this COVID-19 is so brutal and vicious that it infects your lungs and you basically stop breathing. And it's just so painful for them to watch it. And you can imagine they are working long hours. Some of them have described, that they have to work 36 hours because their patients need them. Sometimes there's only like a 1 hour, 2 hour break before they have to go hit the road running again, but they're doing it because they want to save people's lives, but it is hard.
Mia, I'm sure you would have heard what Claudine had to say with respect to never having seen such an emotional doctor, right? And in terms of response to her beloved person passing away, they're so deeply invested. And then that's just with patients who they meet in the regular course of business. They also have to treat their own colleagues who also are exposed to the virus, contract the virus, and many of whom, as we know from so many reports, don't ultimately make it. That's got to be traumatic for them too.
Absolutely. And all of those healthcare workers that I spoke to, where they say and they admit that they are burned out, they're depressed, they feel helpless and hopeless. But the thing is, they need to get counseling. But you know what's the sad part? There is no time for them. There was one psychiatrist that we spoke to. She said that she had a booking at one specific hospital where she had to go and see some of these healthcare workers to help them process all of that. But the booking got cancelled because they had a few emergencies. And this is the crisis that we're dealing with. Our healthcare workers are on the forefront. They're witnessing all of this. They are burned out. They are putting their hands up saying, we need desperate help. But there's not enough time for them, and that's the sad part about it. But there is a specific group that they've set up. It's called the Healthcare Workers Care Network. And this is a specific network that gives you free counseling for your nurses, for your doctors, for, healthcare workers, so that they can speak out and they can just get free counseling over the phone because, so many of these experts say we are sitting with a large mental health problem in this specific sector. And that's going to impact them because they also have loved ones who die. They have to resuscitate their own colleagues.
Yeah, I mean, particularly in a country where, more than half of our, I think, our healthcare construct or infrastructure is really not great. You know, they're working with limited resources, very much over time. And as much as I empathize with Claudine, it would seem that the entire health sort of group of workers is fully focused on keeping people alive, and there might not be some extra capacity available at hospitals to necessarily counsel people, and there's an expectation that you'll find your own counseling. Just going forward, I mean, is there a sense that you're getting from these healthcare workers as the Department of Health, as well as the province itself, are prevaricating in the Western Cape in particular about trying to get restrictions lifted? This is supposedly supposed to be a time of a little bit more relief, and yet this doesn't feel like it's any different from the very pinnacle of the peak for the healthcare workers.
Exactly. That's what the sense that I got from them as well, you know, that the second wave is much more, you know, brutal, basically. They say that, you know, they haven't seen something like this. This one Western Cape nurse that I spoke to, you know, she said that how she saw a young person, a young mom, die, and she left behind her five-day-old baby girl. And this is not the only patient, you know. And she says that it almost feels like a second wave came for the younger people. I also spoke to them about, you know, there are a lot of people who are still in denial. You know, they simply think that this is just, a regular flu. It's going to pass, you know. But they say that it pains them. They wish they can take people inside these wards and see the suffering, see what's really happening, because some people still don't get it. And we hopefully through, with this story, we can, it might be a wake up call for some people out there to get a glimpse of what they are dealing with day in and day out, wrapping bodies every single day.
Yeah, I know, it's hectic. Mia, thank you so much for sharing that plight. It's such an important one. We need to pay attention to the people who are looking after us. They need to be in a good space mentally and physically to be able to do their work, and really appreciate your shining a spotlight on this. You can check out that video report on ewn.co.za. Some excellent reporting from Mia.